So good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us on this call. We're very excited. Do I have Dave Stolfus here?
I'm here, Bruce.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I think we have Dennis here.
Yep.
And let's see, we had invited a few others who are going to join us at the end. And so could you speak up and tell us who you are that are here? I heard Suzanne, thank you.
Larry, Mary Lou.
Good morning, Larry and Mary Lou. Pardon
Ray Schwab.
Good morning, Ray. Glad to have you here. And Vance is going to join us. Maybe he's not here yet.
So, James, up here in
good morning. Hey, you guys, new gold. These are James and Erica Pimental just made gold, as well as Suzanne and Bob McGee. So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
So, all right. Now then, before we start our actual explosion plan for explosion talk that we're going to talk about, I want to have us talk a little bit about what difference the product, like a one-sentence statement of where would you be without the products. So we have that a little bit. I know we just had a great call with Vance, but just a one-liner sentence, where would you be without these products? And we want to be sure that people realize that we would be nowhere without these products business-wise, and that they have made a huge difference. And we are talking sometimes about, oh, you can earn $1 million, and these people have been earning $1 million in NECAM, but the big thing, the even bigger thing, is that the lives that have been changed with NECAM. So could we have just a one-liner? How about you starting, Dennis? What's your one-liner?
Well,
where would you be?
Pretty simple. I wouldn't probably be alive. You know, these products have made such an impact. I got some bad genetics and things in our family, and I'm the only kind of the male member left, and I know that these products have basically saved my life. A couple of different instances where that's been proven to be so. So and I used to have cramps in my calves all the time, and haven't had that for 15 years. And I'm wearing the insoles of my shoes. It's just been literally life changing for me, for sure.
Thank you. Dennis's experience, one of the things that we want to be sure everybody understand is that we need to have a first aid kit on hand at all times, and he happened to have his specific first aid kit on his back, a back flex that then when he was having chest pains he put on his chest. Dave, do you have a little one-liner that you'd like to share?
Oh, absolutely, Ruth. I would probably be continuing to have kidney stones every 2 years. Ruth, I've had them for 22 years, every 2 years before NECAM. And when I put those mag steps in, especially with the bumps up, the foot reflexology affected my kidneys. And I have virtually been pain-free since then and kidney stone-free since then. Ellie can sleep. That means I can sleep because of her problem she had 15 years ago. I would probably be 63 years old instead of getting younger right now. So
that is awesome, boy. And that's one of the worst kinds of pains I understand that you can have. And so,
oh, it's terrible.
These products, they look so ordinary, you know, and I think people just can't quite believe them. And so we want everyone to know whenever we're talking to anyone that they are life-changing. They are so amazing we can hardly believe them. So let us go ahead and get started with what we would like to talk about. We are very excited about where we are today. So first of all, Dennis is going to talk to us about the aspect of what we did at the beginning that caused such an explosion.
Okay. One of the things when Ruth and I started, we were kind of like pioneers out there, and we got real excited about the results these products were getting, and we didn't have very many products at the time. And so we just decided that, you know, we're just going to share what we discovered with our friends and family and people that we love and cared about. And then we thought, gosh, maybe we should, you know, we thought about teaching people how to do something. And we thought, well, if we're doing NECAM and we want our people to do NECAM, what do we want them to do? And we thought, well, what did we do? And we thought about it, and we thought, well, we caught the vision. That took a little while for us, but once we caught the vision and saw what the potential of these wonderful products, changes they can make in people's lives and positive changes, and what the business could do for families and financially and everything, and this the whole five pillars deal. We caught that vision, and then we made a decision. And our decision wasn't to try NECAN. It was to be successful at it. And along with that decision came a commitment. And that commitment was to use the NECAN technologies in our home and to use them ourselves and have a few things to show other people. And then we simply duplicated that with other people. We painted the picture, the ones that caught the vision, made a decision, made a commitment, bought the products, and we just kept duplicating that process. And we kept it pretty simple. And I know we sponsored 15 people in the first 6 weeks, and they weren't superstar anybody's. It was my mother, my mother-in-law, just some friends, and that weren't particularly salespeople at all. But they were compassionate about the product the results they got with these technologies, and they wanted to share it with other people. And we just had 15 people we sponsored in the first 6 weeks. By the end of January 92, our first full month in the business, we had 70 people in our organization. And I remember calling down to the home office and finding out what our volume was, because we didn't have internet or anything back then, and they said our volume was 25,500 for that first full month. And I remember turning to Ruth and saying, I think our business is over with, because we got 70 people in our group, and we sponsored, like I said, 15, but the rest of the people sponsored a few others, and we had 70. And I said they bought $25,500 worth of products in January, and we didn't have one product that was consumable. And I said, there's nothing for them to buy next month. I think our business is over. And Ruth is smarter than I am, and she said, we got 70 people here that are excited about this. And if these 70 people even introduce one person to NECAN in February, and they each buy only $500 worth of products, our volume will be 70 times 500. Our volume will be 35,000 next month. And, I believe what she said and went down and quit my job. And anyway, she was close to right. We didn't get 70 new people, but we got 50 new ones came in. And then our volume wasn't 25,500, but 35,000, but it was 33,500. And then the next month, our volume went to 57,000, and it went to 71,000, it went to 87,000. And then summer came around, and our volume plummeted, clear down to 50,000, and I thought the bottom had dropped out of our business. I didn't know that 50,000 a month in volume was really good, especially when we only had half a dozen products. But the products were experiential. They were simple products that people could put on their back, put in their shoes, rub on their shoulders. That's the products that we started with. And we still have those products today. And they got people's attention. And when people saw what they were, they purchased those products, and we had a lot of people doing a little bit. And that's network marketing. And that's what was exciting. It was simple. It was duplicatable. People didn't have to figure out a bunch of stuff. And it just it grew and exploded. And then, at the end of our first year, some of you know we didn't have any silvers, which is a little frustrating to us. But we had two choices. We could complain about it and quit, or we could keep a good attitude and keep on looking, which we did. We found two couples on the same weekend, the Spaders and the Rogers, and those two couples became our first two silvers, and one in December, our 12th month of the business, and one a couple months later. And then by the end of that year, even with that old, we had a more difficult compensation plan back then, we had 61 silvers and above on a recap at the end of the second year, and our volume went from 700,000 the first year to 5 million the second year. And then NECAN did a wonderful thing, and they made the compensation plan where you could make silver in 1 month of 20,000. And of course, when people had, the other 40,000 figures stuck in their head, 20, well, we can do that. So we went from 61 silvers and above on a recap in December 93. 1 year later, we had 357 silvers and above, and our volume went from 5 million the second year to 25 million the third year. And the main reason that happened is because people kept it simple, they were duplicating, and the biggest part, they believed it could be done, and they had the right attitude, and that's what we did.
Well, thank you. This is what we're doing, is adding all the elements that we have from we have had, plus what we have now together, and showing what is, I think a lot of people are realizing, is that we have all these elements together, and the timing is right for us, for this view. So Dennis is also going to tell about how Morton and Sissel did this with more of a plan than we had. We had simplicity and told everyone that they could talk about it, and they all shared with their friends and relatives as well, and just duplicated what we had done. Morton and Sissel had were from Norway, and they knew about NECAN before Norway was open for NECAN. And so Dennis is going to tell about what they did, kind of briefly tell what they did that we feel might be a good plan to follow.
They had mostly just been introduced to the mag steps, and when they heard that it was coming over there, a couple of people went over there, Chris Gallo, Greg Rooney, the sponsor of Morton and Sissel, they all went over to Norway and helped them for a couple of weeks beforehand, and they just got people lined up. They were doing like 6 in-home presentations, a day sometimes, just lining people up. They couldn't sponsor anybody. They're just getting everybody in position. When they opened the doors, they were ready to go. And when they opened the doors, it was just like an explosion happened, and they opened up, I think, on the 4th of March. And by the end of that month, they had something like 570 consultants in their organization. But they had them all, plugged in, and boom, 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 they just went. And they did something like $350,000 in volume. And,
that was at the end of that month?
At the end of that month, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Morton and Sissel had made gold, and so I think some other people did as well. And the neatest thing about it is Margaret Stanley, who was the silver that sponsored them, I think her check that month was $15,000. So that was the neatest part of all. But it was just concentrated effort, simplicity, a lot of people doing a little bit again to create the volume that they did.
That if you were on this call earlier this morning, a few minutes ago, you heard a lady call in named Dr. Shaw, and I spoke with her on a conference call with Connie Sarye yesterday, and actually she has done the same thing. She has been in NECAN for a little while, and she's been telling people about NECAN, and she's saying you can't buy them yet, but you have to wait until April. And so we have not discussed this program or this plan with her at all. She's figured it out. And so she's got her people, and she's going to launch her business. And so when things happen like that, we always think that this means that this is the time for this type of thing to start happening. I'm very excited about that. Now, Dave is going to talk to us a little bit now about our timing and where we are in the timing factor with our business. Dave.
Yeah, Ruth, sometimes people say, boy, I wish I would have gotten started 15 years ago, when you did. And I said, well, I'm not so sure you would have wanted to get started when we got started, with one exception, and that is it was really simple, as Dennis had pointed out, and I really appreciated his comments. But what we have today compared to what we had 15 years ago is just the difference between oranges and apples. The timing. Just the timing itself, the wellness industry timing is just incredible. It's getting better. It's getting bigger. NECAN continues to be the point company, company that's on the cutting edge of what is called bioelectrical products or bioelectrical systems. That just simply means that anything which you don't ingest, whether it's drugs or foods or vitamins, generally begins to work with the bioelectrical system of the body, and that's even cutting edge research for medicine today. And so we are right at the cutting edge. I was reading some time ago, and I'm still trying to find that source where I found that, but insurance companies are now saying that when you spend $1 for wellness, you have a strong possibility that you'll save $9 in treatment.
Wow.
And that's incredible. And so what did our $5,000 wellness home save us? According to the insurance companies, $45,000? No, it was $90,000, because we sleep in the same, there's two of us that sleep in the bed, two of us that breathe the air, obviously we don't eat the same vitamins, the industry that's out there, and people say, oh, well, you know, we're going to get rid of sickness. No, we're not going to get rid of sickness. That would be a perfect world, and we're just not going to do that. But I tell you, the wellness industry is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and NECAN is in cutting edge. When you look at the company team, you know, at the home office, I don't know about you guys, Dennis and Ruth, but I don't ever see where NECAN in my 15 years, where NECAN has had this team together. It's not just one person at the home office, but because of Bob Richards and his team abilities, where he pulls people together and lets them run their departments, we have got some of the best people at the home office right now that I've ever seen in the last 15 years. The additional products that we had. You know, Dennis was talking about the few products. You know, maybe that was a blessing, Dennis. But we surely have a broader market out there right now because when I got involved with it, we didn't have the nutritionals we had today. We didn't have the water and the air. And the real cutting edge of the 21st century is the biaxial stuff. You know, that's the next generation of magnets. And then you look at the strong leadership in the field. You know, my goodness, I was, Ellie and I were so thankful that Dennis came all the way from Yakima, Washington to come to Tulsa, Oklahoma to help us do some in-homes. And I was so embarrassed because we only had a couple people show up. He even brought his demo pad along and he had to sleep in on our living room floor. You know, but when you look at what we have today, with all the meetings that are going on and the conference calls, oh my goodness, you know, 90% of this business can be done from the home these days. That was not true 15 years ago. And then the thing that I'm really excited about right now is the rhythm of NECAN that NECAN is putting out in those quarterly events. And Ruth and I were talking about that the other day. Boy, I tell you, the timing, I think, is just so much better today than what it ever was. And what took me 15 years to accomplish, I really believe some of the new people that we're sponsoring today can accomplish in one-third that time, just simply because of what's of the support and everything else that's going on today that we did not have 15 years ago.
Oh, isn't that exciting? That is just very exciting, Dave. We have such an exciting life with NECAN. We could get off on that track. I want to talk a little bit about something you just brought up, the technology that we have and the opportunity we have for helping our people learn a little bit more about network marketing. Various leaders who have are working with our organization with these conference calls and being able to train them over the phone in a group situation, so that with a difference in the products and we want them to begin by just sharing with their friends and relatives. But what then? So often their friends share with their friends and relatives and then they get stuck there. But the program that is most widespread, of course, is Pathfinders with Rick and Terry, and they what we're talking about here is right in sync with that program. And just looking at the people who are building this strong organization, we can see that organization is just getting stronger and stronger every day and well on its way to Royal Ambassadorship. And that's going to be possible for everyone. People are not going to be stuck after they get through their friends and relatives because they're in training with their leader with these conference lines and everything, and they will be able to learn how to really do network marketing, how to build the depth, how to do the business of building NECAN, because they're on there every week and they have an outline and they can find out how to do it. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that rhythm that we're going to be using, or suggesting rather, that with what Morton and Sissel have done, what we did in the past, and what will just go right with the rhythm of the business. One of the things that we thought that we needed, first of all, to be able to do that is we need everyone to be able to do it. And we feel like that some of the people have been getting left out. When we started, we suggested we only had about $500 worth of products to begin with. And so it was easy for everyone to come in. We told them to get whatever they wanted. They'd buy a backpack, they'd buy a seat, a few things to experience NECAN. So Dave and I got on the phone the other day, and we started talking about, well, what do you really want people to do right to begin with in the first month when they are first introduced to NECAN? So Dave's going to explain that.
Well, first of all, you know, the thing in network marketing is that when you sell a $5,000 item, and I am so excited about the wellness home concept and the $5,000 wellness home package, and I'm not belittling that, but every time you sell when you have an item that sells for $5,000 and that's what you're really promoting, you have moved from network marketing to sales, because that really takes a sales approach. It takes expertise, not only on the products, but who to approach, how to open it, how to close it, how to ask for the money, and all that kind of stuff. So, and so for every $5,000 item that you would sell out there in the marketplace, you have probably 20 or 30 that would buy a $500 packet. And so, so when you have a $2,500 packet, you have $10,000 in volume. And the person says, yeah, but if I only sell one of some, I only have to sell one person, but if I have to sell one, no, that's not the case, because if you do the $500 packet and three of your people do $500 packets and three each of theirs do $500 packets, when you get down into the seventh level, guys, your volume will be over $400,000 a month. So it's not just me out there doing the 20, where many times, if it's not me selling a wellness home, I somehow have to be involved with that process. One of the challenges that I've seen in the last couple of years is a lot of the high-ticket items that leaders generally are involved in an ABC, involved in the process of making that sale happen. That's not network marketing. And I remember when Dennis and Ruth would tell me, and obviously you heard Dennis's story, that, you wonder where all that volume came from. Where did it come from the next month? And I can tell you that Dennis and Ruth didn't have enough of time to be involved with all that volume that second month with an ABC, but they had tapped into a network marketing principle, and that is what Dennis had mentioned earlier, and that is where a lot of people do little, and the little amounts, and then therefore the masses rise, the masses come into the network marketing program, and leaders surface out of that and begin to lead the masses. And it's really tough when leaders are just looking for leaders and leaders are looking for leaders, and the next thing you know, it's all chiefs and no Indians out there in the network marketing industry, and that really can affect your volume. So when Ruth and I were talking recently, we were thinking, okay, what's a very simple $500 packet? And so it was like the Mag Steps, Mag Strides, the Mag Boy, the Flex, the Sports Bracelet, a water bottle, the CM cream, and then an autoship program, right, built right into the $500 packet. It's not an option. It is built as an item. It's an autoship item, made up of three products, the Immunity, the Lactoferrin, and the Jade Greenzymes. And so what's very interesting is when you do that and you look at that package, that's a $500 package, you will have so probably 20 times more people coming into NECAN than what you would if you would just totally approach it through a $5,000 item. See, I really believe that the wellness home is a goal for people. And we need to really, and this doesn't mean that people are not going to come in and buy a wellness home right away. And, you know, that to me is kind of the icing on the cake. But if that somehow is our approach in building our businesses, we're going to find out we're not going to have the masses come into NECAN, and as always, always, 100% of the time, it's the masses that make a network marketing company work. It's not just leaders. It's the masses that come in. So when I share with one of my friends or one of my family members, and they go out there and they share with four or five or six people, before I even have gotten back with him sometimes. And it didn't take a lot of training. In fact, the more training you have to do in network marketing, the less residual you're going to have. I mean, that's a network marketing law. The more training you have to do to make your program work, the less residual you're going to have in your business. And so when I look at this little package, you know, what's a discovery pack or whatever, you know, Dennis and Ruth finally come up and call it. You know, what is this discovery pack? Well, it's very simple. It's something that you can demonstrate. It's something that you can even leave behind for a few days if you want to. It's something that you can take with you. You know, it's not cumbersome. It's not big. And in fact, you can almost put every one of these items in a briefcase. So it's that simplicity that is really important. And one of the things I found out is that it is easier to build a network marketing organization if you come up with a little pack instead of just letting them design their own pack in the beginning, because they have no idea what they should start with. They have no idea which one of the products would demonstrate better than the others. So the suggestion when someone comes in, anybody can do a $500 pack if they want to share these products with other people. And plus, every one of these products are personal use items, something that they would use personally themselves anyway. And so this discovery pack is not the pack of all packs. It's just a wonderful way for people in the beginning, that first day, to help them discover NECAN. And I tell you, when you put a pencil to that and the numbers, it does not take a lot of first levels, a lot of second levels, a lot of third levels to really create a nice bonus check. Because when you go down into that seventh level with something that is so easy to duplicate, and that is the key in network marketing. I tell people all the time, I tell my leaders all the time, that if your bonus check is not where it's at, then you have to evaluate the simplicity of how you're doing this business. Because network marketing says it must duplicate many times without you if you want a bonus check, if you want a network marketing bonus check. Otherwise, we come back to sales. Network marketing is not sales. It is sharing. It ends up in a sale, but it is not the same industry as salespeople out there. In fact, I think sometimes salespeople have a real challenge sometimes to understand network marketing principles. So I was very appreciative when I got to talk with Ruth some time ago when she began talking about, you know, what they did in the beginning and how that created explosive growth. Tie that into all the things we have today that they didn't have 15 years ago. Guys, there's no reason in the world why we shouldn't have explosive growth again, because NECAN is a better company than ever. The products are better than ever. The need is greater than ever. The compensation plan is better than what it's ever been.
We
have it all, Ruth. We really have it all, and we have to sit down and we have to be very honest with ourselves. We have to ask ourselves, what is slowing us down? And if we can't answer that question, we're still going to have to struggle with that 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Dave, we've got the pack, and we see where we've been, and we know we want massive. And so let's kind of draw out the picture of what we see is how this might work, where someone comes in and you tell them about NECAN, and we didn't build all those people. They went out and they got them, and what happened is that they multiplied. People say, well, how do you get to the depth? This is how you get to the depth. They told each other and told each other. I didn't go help them get them, but then I could go down and call them, and it's just like having... Instead of having 100 names on your list of people to contact yourself, you have thousands. You look down there, wow, who shall I call first? And you just keep calling around, and pretty soon you find somebody who's got a spark. Mm-hmm. And then those leaders surface, exactly like you said.
Absolutely.
But how can we make this start?
Yeah.
When it is just like they get these products, and it's so much easier for them to talk to their friends and relatives if they've got, they know how to do the MagSep demonstration. That's what you have to show them. And that's an easy thing for them to teach their family, and it just is passed on, and it's fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they have a Magboy, that when they have something in your hand, it's much easier to talk about it and share it.
Yeah.
And so here they are. Mm-hmm. They can experience these things, and they can share these things. But then they're going to tell them, now you go and collect your little team, and we're going to start at the next month. We're all going to put on our bigger order at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, leaders never in network marketing create an explosion, Ruth. It is the masses who create the explosion.
We can organize it a little.
We can organize it. We can give it direction. But if the masses don't catch on, this call is a waste. If the masses don't catch on, we cannot create explosion. And the only way we can get the masses involved is if we get it to the place where it's so simple, where, you know, many times in the beginning, I would say, well, let me do a strength test. Let me give you a rollout, or try this a little bit. And they would say, wow, you know, this, something's happening here. What is happening? And I would say, I don't know. Now, that's what the masses would say. I don't know. But it is the feeling. It is the demonstration. It's getting them involved. It's their feeling and their you use the word experience, Ruth. They're experiencing a product right at that moment. This little discovery pack can do that, where they're experiencing it right at that moment, and it really doesn't matter what I tell them how it's happening, because they will believe their feelings more than what they will my education anyway.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Dave Johnson is real good. How does this work? Real good. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And so it's important. You know, this is the thing we have to grasp. The masses will create the explosion if we can present something simple. They will create the explosion. And because leaders do not, I don't think leaders even create depth. They can go down there and work with a sixth or seventh level, but it doesn't mean that explosion has happened there. Explosion has happened there. It's only when that leader leaves to see whether or not there's a network marketing principle that was planted there when that person was there, to see whether or not that will explode even when they leave. And so it's very important to Ruth, to when we design something like this, that first of all it's very simple, it's inexpensive, it's easier to demonstrate, it's easier to carry with you. In fact, so many of these products you would just wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and one thing that I think that we might make really clear every time is that we're going to be saying everyone wants a wellness home.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us, and as we talk to people, some people will buy one, they'll buy their whole wellness home at one time. But even if you would like to do that, we'd like you to experience these experiential products so you can share it with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody will join in as a team, and at the first of the month or whenever you decide your launch is going to be, everybody is going to gather together and do it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Aspect. So then we have the business explosion, and then like Morton and Thistle did, break gold. As a matter of fact, even Dr. Shaw, when she's been gathering these people together, and they said, now you tell me when, and she said, I will, and they're all going to be buying everything. She has all these different people, and they're all going to buy at the same time, and her goal is to make gold.
Yeah, and Ruth, that is an interesting concept, because when you look at the strategy of you know what they did over in Europe is that they were actually preparing almost like at the end of the month to make their run the following month, and I think that's a nice principle to follow anyway, Ruth, is that the let's say the last 10 days or something like that or last 10 or 15 days, that people are really strategizing, sponsoring distributors, getting them ready, you know, maybe, not maybe, but doing their discovery pack or doing this. And then when it comes to, let's say, May the 1st, that everybody is positioned literally to make their silver run, and if not silver, then maybe bronze, and making that run for the next 20 days or so. Then the last 10 days or so of May, we're bringing in new people again, and we're just getting ready for the next month again. I mean, it is a strategy, and I think because NECAN works on a calendar month, and the volume you start over the first of the month, it's kind of challenging to kind of put it all together in 30 days, but it's not if you do a strategy with it. If you lay out a strategy and say, you know, people, because the last 10 months, they should be working very hard to close the volume for that month, but at the same time, they should be really strategizing for the next month. And then as soon as that first of that month hits, you know, you're out there and pushing people from rank to rank. And so it's very important, Ruth, to when we design something like this, that first of all, it's very simple, it's inexpensive, it's easier to demonstrate, it's easier to carry with you. In fact, so many of these products you would just wear, mm-hmm. you know.
And one thing that I think that we might make really clear every time is that we're going to be saying everyone wants a wellness home.
Mm-hmm.
And some of us, and as we talk to people, some people will buy one. They'll buy their whole wellness home at one time. But even if you would like to do that, we'd like you to experience these experiential products so you can share it with other people. Uh-huh. And then everybody will join in as a team. And at the first of the month, or whenever you decide your launch is going to be, everybody is going to gather together and do it at the same time.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Aspect. So then we have the business explosion. And then, like Morton and Thistle did, break gold. As a matter of fact, even Dr. Shaw, when she's been gathering these people together, and they said, now you tell me when, and she said, I will, and they're all going to be buying everything. She's going to have all these different people, and they're all going to buy at the same time, and her goal is to make gold.
Yeah, and Ruth, that is an interesting concept, because when you look at the strategy of, what they did over in Europe is that they were actually preparing almost like at the end of the month to make their run the following month, and I think that's a nice principle to follow anyway, Ruth, is that let's say the last 10 days or something like that or last 10 or 15 days that people are really strategizing, sponsoring distributors, getting them ready, you know, but doing their discovery pack or doing this. And then when it comes to, let's say, May the 1st, that everybody is positioned literally to make their silver run, and if not silver, then maybe bronze, and making that run for the next 20 days or so, then the last 10 days or so of May, we're bringing in new people again, and we're just getting ready for the next month again. I mean, it is a strategy, and I think because NECAN works on a calendar month, and the volume you start over the first of the month, it's kind of challenging to kind of put it all together in 30 days, but it's not if you do a strategy with it. If you lay out a strategy and say, you know, people, because the last 10 months they should be working very hard to close the volume for that month, but at the same time they should be really strategizing for the next month. And then as soon as that first of that month hits, you know, you're out there and pushing people from rank to rank.
That's right. That's how it works, and that's what we're suggesting that people do. They can have the launch. Their launches. They'll have different people at different stages, and so there'll mm-hmm. always be more volume going in at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. But just like you say, have those other people ready, and some of them will buy the whole wellness home. Some of them will say, I'm going to do the demo pack or the career pack. No, the starter pack.
Mm-hmm.
Change the names on me. The starter pack, and some of them will get their 500, and some of them will be getting their 500 at the end of the month because they're the ones that are going to launch the next month and be having in-homes and just going out and sharing with their relatives.
Yeah, and I think it's important that people know who they're in front of. You know, if you're in front of a person that you feel could really do a wellness pack, you know, right out of the gate, then then talk about that wellness home pack. You can always come down to the starter pack and, or maybe to the discovery pack or whatever, because you can always come down. But at the same time, you don't want to blow someone out of the water where you don't even have a chance for the lower packs. If you said, wow, this is an expensive operation, an expensive opportunity to get involved with, and all this. And so sometimes you can just blow them right out of the water. They shut off their ears, and they don't hear anything more that you say. So I think you have to be really careful as to who you're in front of as to where you would start with those packs.
Mm-hmm. And understand that the packs are flexible. If they obviously need to have some joint or different product, well, then they can just switch them around.
Mm-hmm.
We just picked the ones that were very basic. How about if we open up and see... we're not going to open the whole line because there's too many people, but we have a few who have joined us that maybe we can see if they have any questions or what they think about where we're talking here, maybe help clarify it for everyone in case somebody doesn't understand. Ruth?
Yes. This is Mary Lou and Larry.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is a wonderful call. One question that I do have, I mean, I think this is awesome. I know that this is the way you guys have built your business, and, you know, when I look back, it's the way we started ours, and we certainly had a lot more explosions going on. My one question is, I know for a person to go silver, they need to either have the starter pack or the wellness home pack. So what we say is that we're going out, we're helping them earn money now so that they'll be able to purchase that later?
When they gather these people around with their little pack, their $500 pack, then they will see that they're going to be getting some bonuses. Yes, they will be able to get their starter pack. When they're more confident because they've got some people sponsored, then they're more likely to suddenly be able to find a way to get that starter pack. One other thing I didn't mention is now they've got maybe 10 people or so, 5 or 10, maybe 15 people that they've gathered around in the beginner month. And so they know that they can sponsor. They know they can do that. Now they're going to have so much more confidence, and then they're going to be ready that first of that next month probably to get their starter pack. Another thing that they will do then also is begin their network marketing education by getting in with their leader and having a group of people who will go through a program of network marketing education, either the Pathfinders or something similar probably.
Excellent. Okay, because we did not have network marketing background, as you know, and so this, I'm looking at this through... other people's eyes, and I know that we have been stepping over some people that I think this is wonderful. Thank you.
And Mary Lou, that's true. We have really been stepping over some people and eliminating what I call the masses out there. You know, just the real average people out there that if we overlook them in network marketing, then that's where our challenge is going to be. But if someone comes in at 500 and it creates a believability, they're going to be able to go out there and share it with their friends much easier than if they struggle and they say, okay, I 3 months later they're getting their starter pack because they just couldn't see themselves doing that right away. And then we've lost momentum.
Right.
We have lost momentum. And momentum is something that's so important in this business because there's a big difference between doing 3 presentations a week for 1 year and 1 presentation a week for 3 years. There's a huge difference, and the difference is going to be that the person who does 3 presentations a week for 1 year versus the one who does 1 a week for 3 years, that one who does it for 3 weeks for 1 year probably will have 3 and 4 and 5 times the bonus check, but they got in front of the same amount of people. But it was momentum. It was momentum. So you can create more momentum with a $500 pack than what you can with a $1,500 pack.
I think there's a spark, too, in doing like Morton and Sissel did, in gathering together a team and just having them get excited about, okay, the 1st of May or whatever day it was, 1st of May, we're going to see how many people we can get by then to get started. And that momentum that Dave is talking, if we show people that they can have a 90-day momentum, like the rhythm, like the home office is starting, talking about, we can begin to have a vision in our head of these people that are going to be lined up at our expo waiting to get their pins.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're building this excitement and this vision along with an organization, and that excitement and momentum catches on. And it changes their whole lives. It will change everybody's life if they can do it faster, like Dave is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And
Bruce, this is Ray. I really like this program too, and I think you guys are right on, because I'm finding that most people don't understand the concept of network marketing, and they believe it is going out and looking for people to sell products, but they don't understand the system that they don't understand or believe you have a team of people that are going to help you out. I remember someone telling me, actually, you have Dennis come from Yakima over to Seattle once a month to do a meeting for me. And I said, no, he's not going to drive for 2.5 hours to help me do a meeting once a month. I couldn't believe that someone was going to help me do that. And I didn't understand the support team. I didn't understand there's people lined up with big hearts willing to help me out and help me develop my business, help me grow as a person. I didn't understand. It took me a long time to figure that out. Even the first humans being more trained, I didn't really understand. And so I think it's so important that we approach them on something that is very, very duplicatable. And it's not the $5,000 wellness home for most people. And we can build that momentum. And then, as Dennis has been telling us for years and years and years, become a student of network marketing. So we understand, first off, what we have to understand what they're looking for, what they would like and they can provide, and then show them that the system, we have a system in place to do that. We have a system, we have a company, we have all the products. And so I really like this because it's going to give them the opportunity to experience the products without buying even that starter pack. You know, at first, people don't want to do that. And now I know most people, if you're going to start a business, $2,000 is a minimal amount, but again, most people, if you talk business to them, they think, oh man, expensive, it's risky, most people lose, and in conventional business, that's actually true, and probably in a lot of other network marketing companies, but not NECAN. You can't lose in NECAN because if you buy the products, you can use them, you can sell them wholesale, retail, or just use them yourself, and they're worth the price you pay for them. But most people don't understand that because their perception is going out and imposing on their friends and family and not experience, they haven't, before they even experience the products and see how good they are. But once they experience the products and then think, well, I know Joel Blow, he has a back problem, or I know my friend here, he can't even drink his water. He buys and hauls bottled water all the time. I mean, then we start realizing people need to see this, and you start thinking about it, that if you don't buy any products, you don't experience the products, you're not going to know how many people that you could help.
And then you're not going to realize their value. Maybe we should call it a fun pack, because then everybody goes out and they just have fun with it. It's fun demonstrating it. Suzanne and Bob probably have sold as many wellness homes as anyone, and they've built goals with this program. But I know that they've also been frustrated with some of the people who didn't ever move.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully this is going to be able to do both. And that's the idea, is to do both.
Exactly, Ruth. And I don't think that one should ever take the place of the other. What happens many, many times in the evolution of a network marketing company is that they start out with one product, very simple, very easy. They're easy to explain. Masses are coming in, and then as leaders rise in the field, we have to be really careful, because leaders raise the entry-level bar, and that many times becomes the death of a network marketing company. Even network marketing companies that don't go on after 3, 4, 5 years have an explosion in the beginning. Because they don't know anything to do but to just share it with a few friends. It's so simple. It's easy to duplicate. And the masses get involved with it. When the leaders start surfacing they begin to complicate it from the standpoint of raising the entry-level bar. And it doesn't just have to do with money, it has to do with education. It has to do with knowledge. You have to know all this before you can ever get started. And
we can't have that.
Huh?
We can't have that. That doesn't work.
We can't. And so when you look at this little discovery pack, you know, I'm now saying that if you can't explain it in one page, it's too complicated. It just gets too complicated. And
then you won't have the masses.
You won't have the masses because they shouldn't have to go through a 10-hour training program before they sponsor their first person. Now, to go out there and learn how to be a network marketing leader and interact with people and personalities and how do you manage downlines and things like this, absolutely. But if we have to train people so much in the beginning before they sponsor their first distributor, what happens is that we set them on a track of knowledge and they never have enough knowledge to be comfortable.
Boy, that is so true, and I've seen that so many times. The more training we did in our NECAM network marketing business, the less the people did. And,
mm-hmm.
and so we continually told them they didn't need any training to get started.
Mm-mm.
And so they believed us.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's what then something that I've been saying, well, we don't want our people to start in a training program until they sponsor a few people. And actually, and I'm talking to Rick and Terry, and they agree 100%. They need to be able to just do that spontaneous sponsoring first.
Yes.
And then they know they can. Okay,
yes.
Now then I can learn the rest of the organization development, those things that you mentioned.
Yeah, and if we as leaders have raised the bar, we as leaders are responsible to lower that bar.
So here we are.
And here we are, Ruth, and that's why I'm so excited with what you guys are thinking about.
Ruth, can I interject something here really quick?
Sure, Vance.
There are so many things that we go through, exactly what you and Dave and Ray and Mary Lou and regardless of our experience out in the occupational world out there, every single person feels like, well, you know, how do I do that? And whether it's a one-page format or a couple sentences, if we'll take that time and be 100% all there and focus on that person and hear where they're coming from, and zero in on that. Just you know, as Steve Shapiro says, let's use our two ears and one mouth in concordance the way God gave them to us. Just take that time to walk each person through it and hear what they're saying and saying, well, let me just show you real quick. This is kind of what I did. I kind of had this exciting thing happen with my grandmother avoiding a knee surgery. And I just shared her story with somebody, and then that led me to this person. Not really difficult, feeling totally ill-equipped, not knowing anything about the medical industry, not knowing really how the body works, not knowing a lot about anything. However, this is what NECAM has to offer, and I think that the real key, though, here is relationships. And if we'll take the time to do it, it's not about going through the 81 people, you know, to get that one platinum. If we want to do that in a week's time, well, we're going to have a lot of real pseudo-artificial surface friends. However, we'll take that time one by one to sit down with them and say, look, you know, I don't know where exactly you're at, but if you'll share with me, I think I can point you in the right direction. There's something that happens in people. The Bible calls it the twinkling of an eye. We, as humans being more, we call it an aha experience. When that idea comes from the brain down to the heart and then bounces back up again, it's that full paradigm shift where the reality has taken root and they're like, oh, okay, now I understand. That's the empowerment that we can give each and every person if we'll take that time one by one to walk them through it. But we have to build the relationships with people because the rest of the world is not doing it. The statistics are telling us that the amount of hours that people are spending in front of screens has so got them, you know, the wrong way. And so we're lacking. We're lacking for real relationship. And if we'll take that time to build them and show them what's capable with this, it'll really change things. Because, again, our culture is not one that allows us to go too deep. We're always
that's
at,
true. This is so true, Vance. This is really a good point.
Just challenge everybody just to go deeper with those relationships.
That's what we're talking about with those rose-colored glasses that we talked about and that will be from the available from the Pathfinder DVDs. But that's really true. And whenever I was calling people and getting them to come to the presentation, there were a lot of things I didn't give them, but I did give them time. I didn't do any really hurried up things. We talked. We found out where they are, and that is true. That is what works. We talk about numbers, and it's good to be aware of the numbers, but it's more important to be aware of the people.
We can have a real bona fide passion about building this and about sharing it with people, and at the same time, we've got to be content in sharing one by one by one. It's not about, you know, doing, you know, 500 presentations in a week and saying, oh, okay, that's okay, I need to move on to the next one, or have somebody on the cell phone while we're sitting in front of somebody and then having somebody online at the same time. That's not what it's about at all. It's about taking that time and deferring that passion and focusing it 100% right into that person so they can see that, hey, we're excited about this. We're just excited about sharing with a lot of people. However, we'll take the time to do it one by one. And, you know, Ruth, I'm thinking maybe we should go ahead and make it, you know, par for the course. I mean, Nikki can go ahead and insert a pair of paper, you know, rose-colored glasses in with the business kit so people can put those on before they even pick up that first phone call. And,
there you go.
Yeah,
you know, we're getting to the end of our time here. Sorry, Vance.
But,
you know, you're talking about something that we haven't mentioned. We talked about the product. We talked about the rhythm and that type of thing. But the thing that holds people back the most is their belief, or lack of belief in themselves. And if we don't focus in on that and find out what is special and why they can do it, then they will not have that confidence they need. And when they get this Discover Pack or whatever we're going to call it, which will be on our website soon. Dennis is putting it on there for us. When they have that and they realize the value of those products, that gives them strength and value because they have such an awesome thing to talk about. And that in itself is exciting. We have time for about one more comment. Anybody want to give it?
Well, thank you, Ruth. I'd just like to thank you and Dave and Dennis for doing this call because I think it's the start of getting back to where we were in the first place.
Well, I hope that this is where we're going and that everybody's business is going to explode. I thank you all for being on the call. Particularly thank you, Dave, taking the time and all of your years of expertise. Dave Stolfus is actually in our other pre-NECAN network marketing business, was our mentor, essentially. He may not have known it, but definitely he was our mentor. We listened to his tapes all the time and benefited. And a lot of the things that we teach now are things that he taught us then. And so we appreciate you so much, Dave.
Thank you, Ruth. Really appreciate you and Dennis. Really do.
So, okay, think about this rhythm, and let's go out there and make sure that everyone has those products on hand when they need them, which is about all the time. And if you have any questions, we'll be available to talk to you. Thanks again, and have a great Easter weekend. Bye.